Now, after two great victories, Galway United are back in action again this Saturday in the SSC Electricity League Women's Premier Division when they travel to Green Oak at 5 o'clock to take on Piemont United, looking for their third victory in as many games. Delighted to be joined by the Galway United manager, Phil Trill, to look ahead to this. Phil, first things first, thanks a million for joining us here again on Galway BFM.
Yeah, Darren, thanks a million. It's great to be back, I suppose. The off-season come around quickly, but we're back here and we're back in action. We're two games in now and we're looking forward to what the season holds.
Yeah, and of course it's coming ticking fast as well. I know you were talking to John Mulligan yesterday about the All-Ireland Cup draw, but I'll just make one quick reference to it. It's been described as the group of death. Cliftonville, Cork City and of course Piemont United, this weekend's opponents, games to look forward to from the end of April.
Yeah. I wouldn't describe it as a group of death, no, being honest, but I'd describe it as a group of opportunity. Yeah, Piemont away, like, you know, it's we've Piemont this weekend, but we have them in the All-Ireland Cup. We've Cork in the All-Ireland Cup, who got to the semi-final in one of the years, if I'm right, eventually losing to Cliftonville, who we bet in the final in the first year. So, look, there's really good quality there. It will be whatever two teams come out of it, I suppose, people will be looking at going, oh, they've had a really good group there and tough games. So, but look, in that competition, again, I'll say it very, very clearly out, you know, we've won it twice, we want to go at it again. So let's see where we end up. But yeah, all eyes are on this weekend, and you know, tough trip away to Piemont. You know, again, front runners in the game for a long time, and have got new impetus, it seems, with kind of a fresh approach this season.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I'm going after this next question, because I just wanted to say to you, because even looking at all the media hype about the All-Ireland Cup draw this week, it just goes to show the status of the competition. It's been very, very welcome boost that this competition has really caught the imagination of the mainstream media, and of course Galway United are the defending champions.
Yeah. I think if we win it again, we get to keep it. That's what I've been told, but to be fair, the people of Galway have got behind us, and I think the All-Ireland Cup was a very unique thing in those big games being over the summer. I think people are used to getting out and getting into entertainment over the summer in Galway. So I think it's kind of served us well in terms of building a crowd and building a base. And obviously last year to go and win it in Talla Stadium against Shamrock Rovers was very, very sweet with such a big support following us up. So look, it's a good competition. It's an exciting competition. You know, I think at some stage it needs to be pushed on and replicated on the men's side as well, you know. But look, it's definitely, it's positive for us. And again, it's a freshness. It offers a freshness. It's one game kind of every month, and offers a freshness for all players and staff to kind of refocus their brains throughout what can be a long season. So look, looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it down the line, but as you said, we're here to talk about the Premier Division, and that's where Galway United's focus is at the moment. You won in Dalymount last week. It was the first time that Galway United have won there. There's only one ground left for this Galway United team to conquer, and that is Green Oak against a Piemont United side. Might not have had their best of seasons last year, but are normally considered championship contenders.
Yeah, and they've earned that pedigree, you know, Look, to get a win in Dalymount was excellent last week. It was kind of just a bogey ground for us for a while. Now, look, it doesn't help that no matter what half you're playing uphill. The conditions of the pitch leave a lot to be desired at times. But, you know, again, historic ground in Irish football. We got the job done, came back from a very early goal. Again, these things happen in sport. You know, if you were to say to me that we'll win every game 3-1 between now and the end of the season, I'd be a very, very happy man. So, look, very positive with the reaction, the kind of character the group has showed over the last number of weeks, and I think we'll need that character this weekend going up to PRL Park in Green Oak with Piemont. And you look at the quality that they still have, the quality they've brought in, and they have a fresh impetus as well. You know, new managerial changes bring new ideas and new freshness to the group, and they were quite unlucky last week against Wexford, but the first week they were just rewards for their win over Cork. So tough place to go. Again, as you said, statistically, we haven't won there yet, is the big thing I'd say. We haven't won there yet.
Yeah, but even looking at the statistics there, just as you mentioned about the early goal conceded against Dalymount, of course, you did the same going one down against DLR Waves the first day before picking up the 5-1 win. I was reading this one beforehand, Phil. I don't know if you're aware of this, but last year, Galway United gained a total of 1 point after falling behind in the Women's Premier Division. This season, you've already gained 6.
Yeah, it was a strange one. I think we had a 100% record or something like that when we went ahead. So look, these things will happen in sport, and I suppose it's being flexible and being stern on your principles of play, but also being flexible in understanding game state and situation. And I think the players have learned that, you know, again, we have a lot of firepower. If we keep doing the way we're doing, we have a lot of firepower. And I think, you know, the fundamental of sport is just outshoot your opposition. And if we can do that repeatedly, you know, we'd love clean sheets, and we want to get back to that. We've quite a successful clean sheet record since we've come in, but we want to make sure as well that football is exciting and we can go and play on the front foot. And sometimes you have to leave yourself open at times, and we found that over the last 2 weeks. But look, I'm definitely really confident in where the group is at the moment, and it should be an absolute dinger on Saturday, really, being honest. I think, again, they're revitalised, and if we can start gaining points from when you're losing positions, keep gaining points from winning positions, I think that might be a decent strategy to go with there.
But even as you say that there too as well, it's been a welcome start, because I know you were talking to Mike Rafferty before the season started, and I suppose the players you'd lost were coming up in conversation, but the players that you've brought in and the players that you have already have certainly been shown that Galway United will continue thriving forward.
Yeah. Look, again, you know, I've marked on the players that are losing, we've lost or are moved on, and we've paid the respect that they duly deserved, and some big names there. But again, I suppose the players that have come in, I think, is a really big impact, and the players in the group now that have got a fresh chance or a fresh opportunity. You know, the players that have left, a lot of them would have been, give or take, starting nearly every week over the last number of years, and now those positions, for want of a better term, have opened up, or maybe even in players' minds have become more accessible, whilst always being accessible. I think that's added a fresh impetus to the group. The standard of what we're doing is really impressive in training. And look, there's a lot of good energy about the group. The ladies are excellent. The staff is excellent at the moment. So let's see if we can kind of ride the crest of this wave and see how far we can go, because again, the beauty about sport is there'll always be a new problem, and you know, ideally good teams can solve those problems very, very quickly.
We'll go back to your own team in a moment, but of course you've been touching on Piedmont United. They have strengthened up this year. Karen Duggan would have scored their goal in Eamon DC Park when you played last year, but you have Amanda Button, I think she's coming from Shamrock Rovers. There's Chloe Mooney, there's Lauren O'Callaghan. That's just a few of the big names that they have.
Yeah, look, big names there and a lot of experience, you know. A lot of experience winning titles, etc., you know, and you can't buy that. But, you know, again, the one thing I will say is it's an interesting dynamic of how far we've come over the last 2 years, and that, you know, we're going up to PRL Park or Greenogue with no fear, and really no fear. Like you could say in the first year we should have gone up with no fear, but I genuinely feel this Saturday we're going up with nothing to lose. We're going out to play a game of football, and the group is in such a good mental capacity and state that, you know, maybe Piedmont might be on the back foot a small bit. You know, they definitely were last year when we went up there, and the draw, probably a fair result on the day, but you know, that they kind of ended our run of a couple of wins on the bounce early in the season. So, you know, I think that's fresh in a lot of players' minds, and I think of how close we came last year to achieving one of our goals of winning the league, I think is very fresh in our players' minds. So I think we'll be going full of confidence on Saturday, and we definitely should be.
And it's a very good point, Phil, because, and I'll ask this one in two parts, because as you mentioned, we drew in Greenogue last year. Now, they won 2-0 the previous year, but Galway United are now three games unbeaten against Piedmont United. And we've moved to a situation where I probably was leading this probably team last year when we were talking the early stages of hoping to get points up in Dublin. Where now we've hit a point where everybody is completely convinced that Galway United are good enough to go up and take points away from Dublin.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great, you know, and it's making sure that, again, we get that support behind us. And you know, those people that are saying we're expected to win, or, you know, all that, you know, we want to see them at the ground as well, and we want to see them following us, because we can only go and perform at that level if we get that continued support and drive. And I suppose it's important that the players feel that support as well. And we just kind of need to get behind that, because, again, we have changed the narrative ever since we came in. Long gone are the days within reason that we're there and, you know, we're, we are, for want of a better term, as much as I try and play it down, we are an outfit that people know what to expect from now. Do we have the resources of the Dublin clubs? Absolutely not. And that's a fact. Absolutely not. You just look at Shamrock Rovers bringing in Ruaisha Littlejohn on professional contract, and great for her and great for the league and brilliant. But we don't have those kind of resources. So it's great that we've got a collective sense of unity, and we've built it on hard work and a pile of integrity that when we do go up to Dublin, we will give it our best and we give it our best shot. And that, I suppose, is what people are looking for. And I suppose now the narrative is changing, that if we do give it our best shot, more often than not, we come out on a positive result in the game.
And as you say that there too, you play the positive brand of football. I know we've said this in our interviews before, but anybody just needs to go on YouTube and look at the highlights of some of the goals you've scored in the two games. Like, you take the last day there, Keola Bergen, what an addition she's been to the team. You know, Emma Doherty's a great front person there as well. She scored against Piemont last year. Kate Thompson scored one of the goals of the year so far, and Aisling Meaney just wading around the field, and I'm leaving out so many more.
Yeah, leaving out so many more. You know, I like, look, the ladies have come in and have been excellent additions. Yeah, great for young Keola to get off the mark. She was actually excellent against DLR the week prior, to be fair to her. And, you know, she scored as good a goal as you see as well, you know. Just a shame for her. It was Kate's one that stole the limelight. But look, a hell of a lot of talent there, a hell of a lot of diversity in terms of ways we can play. And, you know, again, the biggest thing and the biggest compliment I have to say is you look at the players that finished the game, you look at the 11 that finished the game and the people that didn't even get on the pitch. The 11 that finished the game, you know, Shauna Fox coming back home, league winner, cup winner, you know, Roald Alasol, Irish under-19 international. You know, I could keep going on, but I suppose that level of standard and that level of consistent athleticism is what's kind of seeing us through games, in that, okay, we'll go and absolutely give it our best. And then, to be fair, the honesty and respect within the group is when someone is done or their race is run, they'll put their hand up and go, I'm struggling here. And there's never an issue. It's, okay, someone's coming on to finish this job that I've started. And likewise, it's, I'm coming on to finish a job that someone else has started this week. And, you know, I think the group have really, really been positive in that. And, you know, again, I think that's credit to what we've been able to do as a club. Again, we're not, I keep saying it, we're not Shamrock Rovers, but what we are is Galway United, and we're definitely a united group, and we're definitely together.
You are definitely together in competition for places there as well, because I was thinking of Shauna Fox coming back, and of course I think she played with Amanda Button last year. One player I have to ask you about, I'm not asking you for a team selection, but is there a chance we'll see Niamh Farrelly this weekend, because she'll know an awful lot about these BMO players?
She'll definitely know an awful lot, yeah. Look, I've said this openly, to get Niamh in has been a massive move for our club. She's been a player that I've long time admired in terms of her leadership capacities, her vocal capacities. You just saw it last week when she came on off the pitch. You know, the game was kind of in balance. I know we had scored, but, you know, we brought her on, and just a consummate professional of dictating the tempo of the game as soon as she comes on the pitch. So it will be an interesting one for Niamh going back to Piemont. It'll be an interesting one. It'll be an interesting one to see whether she's in the starting 11 this week or not. But definitely in terms of the group and environment, she's been an absolute, like, a godsend in terms of her professionalism, and just a really, really good person. Anyone that's met her on Go has kind of fed that back as well, that she's just a really nice person. And we're delighted that she's hopefully playing in Maroon on Saturday, you know. We're happy that she's in our club, and look, it'll be strange for her going back to play Piemont as well. You know, it will be a strange game for her, but you know, she's been very forthcoming in embedding herself in our culture from day one. So I'm sure, just as the consummate professional she is, she'll be absolutely dying to get 3 points on Saturday for Galway.
Oh, look, she's a great addition to the squad there. And whether we see her this weekend or not, we'll see her very, very soon. And, like, I could spend 5 minutes just talking about her extensive CV here. Phil, any injury concerns of note?
Look, one or two, the usual kind of it's Abigail Renane is out for a small little spell at the moment. Goalkeepers pick up arms and shoulders injuries all the time. So she's out for a small little spell at the moment. But look, other than that, we're fairly much clean. Lindsay is continuing her return to play. And again, has been really important for us. Really, really important for us. We want to get her back on the pitch as soon as we can. But has been absolutely excellent and really supportive of everything we're doing. So that's probably where we're at in terms of injuries at the moment. Everybody else, touch wood, is ready to go.